जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बन जारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Gurudev. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So today we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, Verse 4. Kamam vavarsha prajanya sarva kama dugha mahi Sishishuvasma Vrajan Gava Payasoda Svater Mudha Kamam Vavarsha Parajanya Sarva Kama Dugha Mahi Sishishuvasma Vrajan Gava Payasota Svater Mudaha Kamam Vavarsha Parajanya Sarva Kama Dugha Mahi Sishishvasma Vachan Gava Payasota Svater Mudaha Kamam, everything needed. Svavarsha was showered. Parjanyaha rains. Sarva, everything. Kama, necessities. Dugha, producer. Mahi, the land. Sisichuasma, moisture. Rajan, pasturing grounds. Gava, the cow. Payasada udhavsata, due to swollen milk bags. Muda, because of a joyful attitude. Translation: during the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir, the clouds showered all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion. Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk. Purport by Srila Prabhupada: the basic principle of economic development is centered on land and cows. The necessities of human society are food, grains, fruits, milk, minerals, clothing, wood, etc. One requires all these items to fulfill the material needs of the body. Certainly, one does not require flesh and fish or iron tools and machinery. During the regime of Maharaj Yudhishthir, all over the world, there were regulated rainfalls. Rainfalls are not in the control of human beings. The heavenly king Indradev is the controller of rains, and he is a servant of the Lord. When the Lord is obeyed by the king and the people under the king's administration, there are regulated rains from the horizon. And these rains are the causes of all varieties of production on the land. Not only do regulatory rains help ample production of grains and fruits, but when they combine with astronomical influences, there is ample production of valuable stones and pearls. Grains and vegetables can simultaneously feed a man and animals. And a fatty cow delivers enough milk to supply a man simultaneously with vigor and vitality. If there is enough milk, enough grains, enough fruit, enough cotton, enough silk and enough jewels, then why do the people need cinemas, houses of prostitution, slaughterhouses, etc.? What is the need of an artificial, luxurious life of cinemas, cars, radio, flesh and hotels? Has this civilization produced anything but quarreling individually and nationally? Has this civilization enhanced the cause of equality and fraternity by sending thousands of men into a hellish factory and the war fields at the whims of a particular man? It is said here that the cows used to moisten the pasturing land with milk because the milk bags were fatty and the animals were joyful. Do they not require, therefore, proper protection for a joyful life by being fed with a sufficient quantity of grass in the field? Why should men kill cows for their selfish purposes? Why should man not be satisfied with grains, fruits and milk, which, combined together, can produce hundreds and thousands of palatable dishes? Why are there slaughterhouses all over the world to kill innocent animals? Maharaj Parikshit, grandson of Maharaj Yudhishthir, while touring his vast kingdom, saw black men attempting to kill a cow. The king at once arrested the butcher and chastised him sufficiently. Should not a king or executive head protect the lives of the poor animals who are unable to defend themselves? Is this humanity? Are not the animals of a country's citizens also? Then why are they allowed to be butchered in organized slaughterhouses? Are these the signs of equality, fraternity and non-violence? Therefore, in contrast with the modern, advanced, civilized form of government, an autocracy like Maharaj Yudhishthir is by far superior to a so-called democracy in which animals are killed and a man less than an animal is allowed to cast votes for other less than animal man. We are all creatures of material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the Lord himself is the seed-giving father and material nature is the mother of all living beings in all shapes. Thus,
But the material nature has enough foodstuff both for animals and for the men by the grace of the Father Almighty, Sri Krishna. The human being is the elder brother of all other living beings. He is endowed with intelligence more powerful than animals for realizing the course of nature and the indications of the Almighty Father. Human civilization should depend on the production of material nature without artificially attempting economic development to turn the world in a chaos of artificial greed and power only for the purpose of artificial luxuries and sense gratification. This is but the life of dogs and hogs.
Om Agyanta Vinandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshurumtam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gada Madhyam Kadati Swapadankitam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakamitam Shah. Hey Krishna Sindhu, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namasute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari, Vishavanu Sutta Devi, Pranami Hari Priye, Vancha Kalpa Kruvacha, Kripa Sindhu Braivacha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivas Adi Gaur Bhaktavinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So this purport which Prabhupada, which I just read, very, very powerful. Basically, you see, I mean, from the purport, we get the understanding that in previous times, basically the king, they were Raja Rishis. They followed themselves the Vedic culture and they themselves encouraged and try to see that it's followed by the citizens too. Because the kings, they were guided by rishis and pure devotees of the Lord. So anything which is done under the Vaishnavas and the pure devotees of the Lord has to bring about auspiciousness. And Prabhupada, very in two occasions, he mentions the purport that in today's life, people are living artificial luxurious life. This artificial luxurious life of sense gratification. We feel that by living such a life, we will find happiness. We will find prosperity. In today's society, I'm like, you just see, you study this society, there's so much artificiality. And like, people are living a life of illusion. A life which is away from spiritual life. Like, you know, I'm like, you see that today the way the modern science is advancing and the way people are trying to live in the modern society is causing chaos on almost every level. Be it family level, society level, country level, international level, family level also. Like, you know, see today WhatsApp and like, there's a true thing. Once a father, he wanted to talk to his adolescent child and told him, Beta, I want to talk to you. The son, you know, he was walking. The son said, Papa, you WhatsApp me, whatever you want to talk to me about. I'll later reply to you, you know. Imagine, same house they're living. The father wants to talk to his son. The son says, what? Papa, you send me by WhatsApp, whatever you want to talk, I'll reply to you. Huh? And just see the way our modern civilization is leading to. You know, I know of a case where, I'm like, a child, you know, he's in the 8th standard. And he comes from school. After coming from school, mother gives him something to eat. Then before he just finishes his meal, the tuition teacher is ready at his home to start giving him tuitions. After he finishes tuitions, after another half an hour, the driver takes him to another coaching class. After he comes back, it's already late in the evening. When he comes back, he struggles to finish his homework. By the time he finishes his homework, he has to have dinner and it's time for him to sleep. This boy, I know this case, he was telling his friend, you know, God, my life both stressful. My life is very stressful. You know, people, children, at the age of 5 and 6 years old in today's scenario, are being diagnosed as depressed. It's a reality.
children 5 and 6 years old, they have not seen the world yet, and depression ke pangu mein aa gaye. You know, 40-50 years back, the word depression, stressful, it was hardly being used. Today it's become a common language. That I'm stressed, I'm depressed, this is what, because why? Because Prabhupada says we are living an artificial life, a life of, you know, illusion, life of sense gratification. When we live a life like this, when we live a life which is contrary to spiritual principles, what is the outcome? Stress, depression, you know, anything except happiness. Like, you know, I know a case again where a 7-year-old child, he locks himself in the room and he doesn't open the room at all. Father and mother, tuck, wait up, open the room, open the door. Son is saying, no, Papa, I will not open. Papa is saying, beta, open the door. You know, for very long. Then in the end, the son says, Papa and Mummy, I'll open the door on one condition. Papa is asking, what beta, what is that condition? That is 7-year-old child saying, I will open the door on the condition that you buy me a personal laptop. Huh? What is this? That's 7-year Chintu. He is hell-bent. He's saying, I will open the door only on the condition you buy me a personal laptop. God, you know, today, the way society is progressing, children playing games, not for half an hour, 1 hour, for 5 hours, 6 hours, average every day, some children are playing games. They're addicted to it. But, you know, I know a case, one child again, you know, he's just 7 years old and he's on Facebook. You know, obviously, he's on Facebook. Every day, minimum, he spends 2 hours on Facebook. Minimum. Doing what? Hi, hello, how are you? Hi, hello, how are you? And 99 of his Facebook friends, he has never seen them, never met them physically. God, 7-year child. You know, imagine what waste of time. Just imagine what way our society is progressing. And these children are the future of tomorrow. They are going to be the leaders of society. Today, Facebook may 2 hours dalte, hi, bye, how are you? What leaders will they make? This shows, Prabhupada is saying, you know, we are leading a life of illusion, life, an artificial life. An artificial life which is self-centered, my, me and mine, is going to create a lot of havoc for the future. Then, you know, I'm like, this National Crime Records Bureau, they had done a survey. And as for the survey, they said that in India, they had done a survey in India. They said, in India, every day, minimum 24 youths are committing suicide every day. Minimum. And this is official record. Imagine unofficially, you know, what it would be. Minimum. Why? Because we are not living a life as per the scriptures. We are not living a life as per the Gita. We are not leading a life as per the Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada mentioned this purport because we today are living a life, an artificial sense gratification life, an artificial self-centered life we are leading. Because of that, there's a lot of havoc and chaos in society. Now, because we, like I mentioned, we are leading such an artificial lifestyle, and that is creating havoc and chaos on every level, be it individual level, family level, society level, country level, national level, international level, like I mentioned, society level also. You know, this in today, you know, relationships, like I mentioned, you know, father wants to talk to son, son says, Papa, WhatsApp me. What relationship? Even husband-wife relationships. You know, there was a case, husband-wife, they had a fight. And they were having a quarreling. They were quarreling for a long time. Then one of the partners tells the other partner, see, now you decide whether you want to win the argument or you want to be happy. What does the partner say to the partner? You decide whether you want to win the argument or you want to be happy. Basically, this partner was saying, if you want to win the argument, I'll make your life hellish. If you want to be happy, you better let me win the argument. True case. I'm like, what type of society, individual level, family level, national level, there's so much chaos. International level, you see the Ukraine war, and you know, be assured. I'm like, the devotees are always very soft at heart, they always hope for the best. But one can be assured, Kali Yuga mein, this Ukraine war gets over, there'll be another war somewhere will start. That gets over something. Huh? Because why? Because people are not living a God-centered life. This is the main problem. The main problem, Acharya says in this world, is lack of Krishna consciousness. Solution is Krishna consciousness. To the degree there's Krishna conscious either on the individual level, family level, society level, country level, international, national level, to that degree, there'll be more harmony, and to that degree, there'll be more happiness in society. Like basically the point is, when service and satisfaction of Krishna is kept at the center point, then there's auspiciousness. Like here in this verse, it is mentioned that during Yudhishthira Maharaj's reign, the clouds showered all the water that people needed. Earth provided for all their grains, and the cows give ample milk. Why? Because Yudhishthira Maharaj himself lived a life with keeping Krishna at the center. And he tried his best to see that his citizens did that too. Like we were talking, bhakti means keeping Krishna in the center. Bhakti means keeping Krishna at the center. There's a very nice story of Srila Prabhupada. Once Srila Prabhupada had taken his disciples first time to Kumbh Mela. And the disciples, Western disciples, first time they've come to Kumbh Mela. You know, it's like a spiritual, and it's some experience they had never seen or experienced before. So when it was the day of Sahi Snan, Prabhupada and other devotees went for the Sahi Snan. And then in the evening, Prabhupada was with the devotees talking to them. Just in an informal way. Then one of the devotees told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you know, today we observed that for the Sahi Snan, the Kumbh Mela, the different leaders of the different spiritual organization, they were coming on an elephant to a particular area, and the disciples were walking around them, and this leader on the elephant was coming for this Sahi Snan, for this bath. So what will do, Prabhupada? When you come for next time for Kumbh Mela, we'll also get an elephant for you, Prabhupada. So Prabhupada smiled. Prabhupada said, okay, yes, we'll get an elephant, but we'll put Radha and Krishna on the elephant and we'll take them. Everything is meant for Radha and Krishna's service, nothing for me. See, Prabhupada, so beautiful. For his personal example, he's showing that everything is meant for Krishna's service, nothing for me. And to the degree we keep ourselves in the center point, to that degree, we'll feel misery and dissatisfaction. And to the degree we keep Krishna the center, to that degree we'll feel more satisfied and we'll break free from this material bondage. Like Prabhupada gives the understanding, this purport, that today the people are living a life of illusion. In this context, when I was in college, maybe around 24, 25 years back, one alcohol company, there was an advertisement of an alcohol company. In that advertisement, what they showed? They showed that a small, thin rat was being chased by a very big cat, you know. Which this small cat was trying to run and save himself. And while running, one photo showed, the next photo showed that an alcohol bottle, that top cap was open and it had fallen like this, and there was alcohol dripping. And this rat is running. And this rat comes under that dip of that alcohol. And few drops go in the rat's mouth. And then the next photo is showing the rat, you know, standing up like this. Where is the cat? I will show him now. Kya ek do boond thoda alcohol le liya, you know, kya, you know, thinks he's a Superman, you know. What an illusion. This rat just 2-3 drops of alcohol and, you know, see this illusion. Where is the cat? I'll show him. Arre kya, next few seconds, rat ka pet mein jane wala, cat ka pet mein jane wala, you know, the next few seconds, the cat will eat him up. In the same way, We human beings are intoxicated by the material pleasure of this world. Now, we are so intoxicated, we at times forget what is the reality in this intoxication. And what is the reality? The reality is that death is just round the corner. Death can come anytime. This rat, you know, after taking that intoxication, is thinking, "Arey, abhi kuch nahi, no death, nothing." But death is just a few seconds away from that rat. In the same way, you know, we are so materially illusioned, we are so intoxicated by this material pleasure that, you know, we forget the reality. The reality is, death can come anytime to us. And when death comes, you know, and we have not lived a Krishna conscious life, again, our future lives are going to be very horrible and very suffering. Then, like I was mentioning, that we have to keep center point Krishna in our lives. To the degree we keep satisfaction and pleasure of Krishna, to that degree we will be happy in life. There's this famous story in Krishna book, in the Bhagavatam, that, you know, when Krishna, he was a very small boy, and once a fruit seller had come selling fruits. And when Krishna saw this fruit seller, Krishna wanted to have some fruits. Krishna, very small boy. Krishna ran inside the house and got a handful of rice, you know, raw rice, thinking that I will give this to this fruit seller and I'll get rice and fruits in return. And Krishna, as you know, Krishna, small boy, as he put a lot of rice in his hand and caught hold of it and came running to the fruit seller, obviously all the rice, you know, dropped from between the fingers. And when Krishna opened in front of the fruit seller, there were hardly any few rice. But somehow, this fruit seller, you know, saw Krishna and just wanted to please Krishna. So the fruit seller just saw Krishna and with a smile, she started just taking off fruits from basket and putting on Krishna's hand. Just kept on putting, you know, so much fruits. Then Krishna was so happy. And then the fruit seller also, she became very happy seeing Krishna's happiness. And as she lifted her fruit basket, it was very heavy. She was wondering, how comes from so heavy? And when she looked into it, that basket was full with jewels and precious gems. This was the gift which Krishna gave to the fruit seller. But Krishna gave that fruit seller a gift which was trillion times more than those valuable jewels. What was the gift which Krishna gave her ultimately? Krishna gave that fruit seller ultimately pure love for himself in that fruit seller's heart. This is what happens when we keep Krishna the center. When we want to please Krishna, and if we just keep in our mind pleasure and satisfaction of Krishna in our lives, then Krishna blesses us with that pure love for himself. Then, the practice of bhakti is a science. The results are certain, but as with any scientific technique, we have to observe some regulations. Definitely, the pure love of God is there. Bhakti is a science, and we have to observe some regulations. And what are those regulations? Some of those regulations are that we have to chant the holy names of the Lord every day. We have to follow the four principles. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. Then we have to associate with devotees regularly. Not, you know, occasionally. Sometimes we ask devotees, "Prabhuji, are you associating with devotees?" "Yes, yes, yes, I'm associating." But when you go in detail, once in 2 months, once in 3 months. You know, Maya is so, so powerful. Maya is attacking us almost every moment. If you take association of devotees once occasionally, you know, Maya will finish us. So the most important thing is we have to associate with devotees regularly. Then we have to read Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita and the Vedic scriptures again, but regularly. Sometimes when we ask Prabhuji, "How's that reading? Are you reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita?" "Yes, yes, I'm reading." But when you go detail, once in 10 days, once a week, maybe once a fortnight. But you know, Maya is so, so strong. That, you know, every day we have to be reading and hearing a philosophy. We have to be strengthening our intelligence. We have to strengthen our determination. Because Maya is so powerful. If you're not reading and hearing a philosophy every day, Maya can attack us at any time. And Say, there's a very nice analogy. If you're boiling water, and if you remove the fire, and again if you want to boil the water, it'll take now more longer time to boil the water. So in the same way, we have to keep spiritual heat beneath us all the time. If you remove the spiritual heat from beneath us, then later on it'll take longer time to boil out the anarthas from our heart. If we want to boil out the anarthas from our heart, we have to keep the spiritual heat always within us. So again, the important point is consistency, regularity. Then, say initially we take to spiritual process, you know, we are very fired up, we come for seva, we come for mangalarti, morning japa. But after some time, kya hota hai? We become, you know, like in Diwali you have those rockets, na? You light it, storm, and then it fizzles and comes down. Yeah? So we should not be like those Diwali rockets. Huh? We should be steady Vaishnavas. Huh? Very, very, very important. Steadiness is the hallmark of a Vaishnava. Steadiness in a person's sadhana. Huh? So a genuine devotee, he is always very regular in his sadhana. That's very, very important. What happens is sometimes when we are not steady in a sadhana, we become lukewarm in a spiritual life. You know, and if we are lukewarm in a spiritual life, we'll always be frustrated in a spiritual life. You just observe, if any devotee is lukewarm, he'll be dissatisfied in spiritual life. Say a devotee is lukewarm and you ask him, how are you, Prabhuji? Just pulling along, you know, you'll get a reply. But a person who's enthusiastic, you ask him, Prabhuji, how are you? Are Prabhu, great! You know, Krishna is so merciful on me. I don't deserve the social devotees. Somehow Krishna is giving on me. You see the difference? A devotee is lukewarm and a person who is determined. When you're lukewarm, you know, you're not neither here nor there. When you're lukewarm devotee, you feel, hey, just see all the other people outside. They're enjoying so much, you know. Yeah, maybe sometimes, you know, yeah, maybe I should take a break or sometime. When you're lukewarm, such thoughts come to us. But when you're determined, no such thoughts come about trying to enjoy separated from Krishna. You're determined. You're determined to serve Guru, serve Krishna, serve the Vaishnavas. Then, we were mentioning that the center thing is always to keep Krishna. The main thing is always to keep Krishna at the center of our lives. There's this beautiful story of the Brahmana wives. We know the story is there in the scriptures that once Krishna and his friends, especially Krishna's friends, the Kaurava, they were telling Krishna and Balaram, we are feeling very hungry today. Then Krishna told, see, the Brahmanas, just a little far away from here, they're doing this yagya. You go and ask them, but you ask them for food in the name of Balaram. So this boy, this small Krishna's friend, Kaurava friends, they went very enthusiastically to the Brahmanas who were doing yagyas. These Brahmanas, they were not pure Vaishnavas. They were more of Karmakandi Brahmanas. So this Kaurava boy said that, you know, Balaram has asked for some food. We're all hungry. Please give. So the Brahmanas, they were just doing all this, whatever their rituals, you know. And they were not even saying yes or no. You know, they were not even saying yes or no. You say no, you know, you go back, you know. If you say yes, fine. But when people don't answer you yes or no, you're wondering. You're just standing there, you know. So it becomes something more frustrating. So this Kaurava boy is saying, these Brahmanas, they're not even saying yes or no, you know. They just keep, you know. So finally, these Kaurava friends went back to Krishna and Balaram and said, you know, those Brahmins are not giving us any food. So Krishna and Balaram laughed. They said, do one thing. Now go to their wives and ask them. And tell them, Krishna and Balaram are hungry and we want food and for his friends also. So this time the Kaurava friends went to the wives of the Brahmanas and said that, we come on behalf of Krishna and Balaram and they are feeling hungry and we are also feeling hungry. They have requested for, you know, some food. When the wives heard, they immediately started collecting all the best of the prepared items. And they took, and the husbands are saying, don't go. But when the calling from the heart comes for Krishna, there's nothing to stop a person. Nothing in the whole creation to stop a person. So these wives just went with all these palatable dishes. And they went in front of Krishna, Balaram and the friends, the Kaurava friends, and they gave them everything. Krishna, Balaramji and the friends became so, so happy. And Krishna in return gave what? Krishna in return gave them higher spiritual emotions in their heart. So the point is, again, when we keep pleasure and satisfaction of Krishna, we will always gain spiritually. Then again, the essence of spiritual life is simply to use our free will correctly. And what does correctly mean? It means to keep, again, Krishna in the center of our lives. Serious devotees take two things very seriously. Number one, they take Krishna obviously very seriously. And they take Maya also very seriously. These two things. Because the devotee knows, if I don't take Maya seriously, Maya is just looking for an opportunity to attack us. Especially when a person has taken to spiritual life, Maya is just waiting for every moment. Maya is just extra attentive. When this person will become a little inattentive, so I will attack. So a devotee takes both things very seriously, Krishna and Maya. So a devotee is very careful not to keep himself off guard even for a second. Once the sannyasi disciple Srila Prabhupada said, if we intensely take shelter of Krishna, Maya can tempt us, but Maya cannot make us succumb. But if we casually take shelter of Krishna, then Maya will make us succumb in different ways. Again, we should not have a casual approach. Then, like we were saying, that we should keep Krishna the center of our lives. If we keep Krishna the center of our lives, Krishna will always take care of us. Always. There's a very nice, interesting story in this regard. One of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, in the initial days, had come and he did a lot of seva. Then this disciple, he left the movement. And he was nowhere else to be seen. Then His Holiness Romapad Maharaj and other devotees, they wanted to trace this devotee. So they started inquiring, going to different places and trying to understand and trying to find out where is this Vaishnava. Then finally, they came to know that he's in an old age home in Boston in USA. So the devotees were very enthusiastic. They went to this old age home. And when they went to the... But the devotees, when they were doing their research, they understood that this devotee has got a severe form of Alzheimer disease, where his intelligence, his remembrance has degraded. And now practically, he doesn't remember anything. He doesn't even remember his own name. He had got this brain degenerative disease, very severe. He doesn't even remember his own name. He doesn't remember what he had done in the past. So he was in this old age home. So when the devotees came, they met the receptionist. So the receptionist asks these devotees. We want to meet him. So the receptionist said, are you his relatives? So the devotee said, no, we are not his relatives. We are from the Hare Krishna movement. We have come to meet him. Oh, you are from the Hare Krishna movement? I want to tell you one thing. This person, he can't remember anything. He can't remember his own name. He is really in one sense, just like living like a vegetable in one sense. But this person, every day, he makes sure that all the inmates of this building are assembled in one hall. And he tells everyone, you sing this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he himself sings, and he makes sure that everyone in the room also sings. And this is the only thing which makes him happy. And this Maha Mantra, when he sings, and when the other people also sing, the other people also become happy. Just see. Because, before coming to Krishna conscious movement, we may have done so many types of sinful activities. The law of karma, Krishna has a special plan for us to sometimes purify us. But just see, if we have taken to Krishna consciousness and we have served Krishna, genuinely, maybe for a few seconds in the past, Krishna will take notice. For this devotee, practically for him, everything had failed. He could not even remember his own name, forget his past, remembrance of his past. But still, Krishna kept one thing with him. Krishna kept his holy name with him. What else does a devotee want? What is the most dear to a devotee? The holy name of the Lord is the most dear thing to a devotee. So Krishna practically, he had lost everything. But still, Krishna kept the holy name with him. Huh? This is Krishna's mercy. Then, today is auspicious thing for many reasons. Today is the appearance of Radha Kund also. So, we'll discuss something on Radha Kund. This Arishtasur was a bull demon. Very, very fierce. He was so tall, you know, he was so high. So tall, and his height was so big that when he would move, he would cause earthquakes. And his eyes would be very much red. And he would keep people terrified. So once this Arishtasur bull demon, he saw Krishna. So with his pointed horns, he charged towards Krishna. So when he charged towards Krishna, Krishna called out of his horns, swung him and threw him. When he fell down, again, this Arishtasur bull demon got up. Again with red eyes, he charged towards Krishna. Krishna again caught him by the horns, flipped him, threw him and kicked him. I imagine Krishna's kick, you know. If Krishna wants to kick and cause you pain, that is the end of you. This bull demon, when Krishna kicked him, it was unbearable. He started passing urine stool, he started vomiting blood, and he died. So, after this bull demon was killed, then Krishna met Radharani and the gopis. Then Radharani and the gopis told to Krishna, you've killed a bull, you've killed a male cow, you've committed a sin. Now you have to take bath in all the holy tirthas, then you will get purified. So Krishna said, okay. Then Krishna, what he did, with his left feet, with the heel of his left foot, he pressed it and made a big hole. And he told all the tirthas, all the holy rivers, Yamuna, Ganga, Kaveri, everyone to come and fill that big hole and to become a kund. And then Krishna went and had bath in the kund. And then Krishna came out. Then Krishna told the gopis, now I have taken bath and I have purified. But y'all, since y'all have sided with a demon, y'all also have in one sense become contaminated. And so now you all should take bath in my kund to purify yourselves. So Radharani Krishna said, no, we'll not take bath in your kund. We'll make our own kund. So Radharani took out her bangles, started digging in the ground. So other gopis also took out their bangles and started digging. And they dug a big hole. Then Krishna came and told Radharani and the gopis, you have dug a big hole. If you want, I can ask the water from my kund to fill your kund. Then Radharani and the gopis said, no, we will not take water from your kund. So they made a big line from the Manasa Ganga. Many hundreds and hundreds of gopis, they made a line. And with buckets of water, they started filling their own kund. But when Krishna was seeing them work very hard, you know, the gopis perspiring, Krishna wanted to help them. Krishna was feeling a little, you know, uncomfort seeing them work so hard, and you know, Krishna wanted to help them. Then Krishna called all these holy river tirthas and told them to one thing, go and request Radharani, ask for a benediction and help her out. So all these tirthas combined in one, and this personality went in front of Radharani and offered very beautiful prayers. And told Radharani that, please, kindly give me a benediction. So Radharani was very pleased with this. And Radharani told, what benediction do you want? Then he said that, please, I ask you the benediction, please allow us to serve you and to fill your kund with our waters. Then Radharani said, okay. Immediately, all the water from Krishna's kund rushed in Radharani's kund. And this was the way Radha Kund was formed. So, when this Radha Kund was formed, Krishna told Radharani that this Radha Kund is very, very dear to me. And it is not different from you. So, anyone who takes bath in this Radha Kund will definitely get pure love for me. Pure love. And his anathas will be removed and get pure love for me. So, this is the supreme benediction. And Radha Kund is the holiest of the most holy places. Then today, I also is Hanuman Jayanti. So, I'll try to glorify Hanumanji. I'm like, I have no capacity to glorify Hanumanji, but I'll attempt. Now, I'll tell you a story about Hanumanji. Now, Hanumanji, we know his devotion. Hanumanji never looked for his own pleasure and own happiness. He always looked for service. Service to Ram. Service to Sita Maiya. That was the only thing running in his system. Only thing. Just think how to serve and please my worshipful lordships, Ramji and Sitaji. So once what had happened is, when the war between Ravan and Ramji was over, Ravan was killed, then Ramji and Sitamayaji went to Ayodhya. And when they went to Ayodhya, they were living a very happy life. Then one day, Shivji and Parvatiji come to meet Ramji and Sitaji. So as they were about to sit for lunch prasadam, Shivji observed ki Hanumanji is not there. So Shivji inquired from Ramji, where is Hanumanji? I'm eager to meet him. So Ramji smiled and Ramji said, Hanumanji most probably would be in the royal garden. So Shivji and Parvati said, let us first meet Hanumanji and come and then we'll have prasad. Ramji and Sitamayi said, okay, no problem. So Ramji and Sitamayi, Shivji and Parvatiji, they go in the royal garden and they're starting looking for, where is Hanumanji? Where is Hanumanji? They could not find Hanumanji. So then they came under a big tree and they saw Hanumanji. But Hanumanji was doing what? There was a big mango tree and Hanumanji was sleeping under that. But the most astonishing thing is that Hanumanji was sleeping and snoring. And from Hanumanji snoring also, Ram Ram was coming out. Just see, when Hanumanji was snoring also, Lord Ram's sound was coming from the snoring. When Ramji and when Shivji and Parvati saw this, they were wonderstruck. Wow, what devotion of Hanuman! And Shivji was just observing Hanumanji. Then Parvati Maya told Hanumanji, told Shivji, Shivji, look on top. And then Shivji looked on top, all the leaves of this mango tree in synchronization, all the leaves, they were moving, they were swaying like this. You know, when Kirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You sway like this. So all the leaves were swaying in synchronization with Hanumanji's Kirtan, you know, with Hanumanji's. So when Shivji saw this, that all the leaves are swaying, you know, very nicely left and right in synchronization with Hanumanji's Ram sound, Shivji went in ecstasy and he started dancing and started taking the Lord Ram's name. When Parvati Maya saw Shivji in such ecstasy, Parvati Maya started dancing, you know, in ecstasy. So Shivji and Parvati is dancing in ecstasy, taking the name of the Lord. Now lunch is waiting. Everyone is waiting in the royal. Why, abhi kya ho gaya Shivji and Parvati ji? Abhi tak nahi hai. Kya ho gaya? So Ramji and Sitaji tell Lakshman, Lakshman, just go and see Shivji and Parvati. What happened? Call them for lunch. So Lakshman went. So Lakshman started looking. And he saw Hanumanji snoring and Lord Ram's name coming from Hanumanji snoring and the leaves moving in same synchronization. And Lakshmanji saw Shivji and Parvati Maya in ecstasy dancing. Seeing the scenario, Lakshmanji also went in ecstasy. And he also started dancing, you know, taking Lord Ram's name. Now, Ramji, Sitaji are waiting for the lunch. What happened to Lakshman also? So, Ramji and Sitamaya call Lakshman, Shatrughan. And tell, hey Shatrughan, go and see what happened. And they called Bharat first. So Bharat went. And then Bharat went. When Bharat saw the scenario, he also went in ecstasy. Bharat also started dancing and doing kirtan there, you know. Now, you know, lunch is waiting. Sitamaya and Ramji are wondering, what happened? Whoever I'm sending, they're not coming back. Then Sitamaya and Ramji sent Shatrughan also. Shatrughan, go and see what's happening. You know, when Shatrughan went, when he saw Hanumanji, sweet Ram's sound coming through, sweet snoring, the leaves dancing in, you know, synchronization, and all these people dancing in ecstasy, he also went in ecstasy. He also started dancing. Now, only Ramji and Sitamaya are left. They are wondering, what's happening? I'm sending everyone, but no one has come back. So now Ramji and Sitaji themselves go in the garden to find what's happening. And when they see this scenario, Ramji snoring and Ram's sound coming and Shivji, Parvatiji, Lakshman, Bharat, everyone dancing in ecstasy. Even Gandharvas had come down. Even some demigods had come down seeing this and they were also dancing. When Ramji and Sitaji saw this, then Ramji went side of Hanumanji and touched Hanumanji and woke him up. Then Hanumanji opened and saw this. Hanuman, and then Shivji immediately, when Hanumanji came to consciousness. Shiv immediately started glorifying Hanumanji. Hanumanji became very embarrassed. You know, Hanuman just put his head down. Then Sitamaya, seeing that Hanumanji is getting embarrassed, Sitamaya tells her, okay, now let's all go for lunch prasadam, you know. And they all went for lunch prasadam. So this is the devotion of Hanumanji, you know. If just some percentage of, you know, we should beg Hanumanji, that Hanumanji on this auspicious day, the love and devotion, what you had for your lordships, please beg us, please bless us with a fraction of that devotion. Our life will be auspicious. So time is up. So we will end the lecture here. So if anyone has any comments to make or any questions, we'll try to take it up. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.